This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. This week marks the 25th anniversary of the Great Flood of 1993. The Great Flood was widespread, covering 9 states and 400,000 square miles. In some areas, the flood occurred over the course of nearly 200 days. I talked with Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, about how the flood affected the trucking industry and what the devastating flood taught the industry for the future.
Yeah, this week. This is week. Matter of fact, today, I think it's today, you know, all this next couple of weeks, everyone should remember 1993. At least, I mean, people southeast of southwest part of the listening area, I should say. Anybody along the river, anybody along the Illinois River, Missouri River, Mississippi River, won't forget 1993. The week, this third week through the, you know, right now, you know, the end of July in that area and all through August. Anybody right now, you know, won't forget the flood of 93. It was catastrophic. It was a big challenging time. I mean, for everybody. I mean, you know, for a lot of farmers that ruined their crops, you know, that year. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to watch and reminisce about as we were reminiscing last week about it, that how the trucks were used to empty the grain bins as fast as they could because they could see the waters were starting to rise. Mm-hmm. And a lot of grain that was stored on the farm had to get out. So, you know, there was emergencies declared by the governor, and this allowed, you know, heavier trucks to get that grain out, but then also to get livestock out. And then all of a sudden you're hauling sandbags, pumps, generators, heavy equipment to keep the levees supported. You know, a lot of the levees didn't make it, but and that's, you know, even with the best situations that we had, it was a real stressful time. But it was interesting from the standpoint we talked about it, that it helped in terms of local governments and state and federal governments all working together. With, you know, the farm groups, with the truckers, the trucking industry, with emergency preparedness, how to handle disaster situations. And so, I mean, since then, I think we're in a lot better shape now to deal with that type. They've got a chain of command. Mm-hmm. That's set up. You know, one of the big things that they did was the state built their emergency operations center in Springfield, that is geared up to be able to handle disaster situations like this. So that was one of the offshoots of that. But we learned a lot then, and the industry right now is a lot more prepared to deal with these types of situations. We had, for example, I mean, last month we dealt with down in Heron, down in southern Illinois. Mm-hmm. They had the massive water main break that basically shut off the water in I don't know how many counties. Down in Heron, down from Wren Lake, that served a good part of southern Illinois, and the main water main broke. So mm-hmm. The disaster situation, they got into gear real quick, and, you know, they got the truckers involved, and the truckers were platooned to be able to haul water, to haul emergency supplies, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And that's some of the stuff that some of the lessons they learned from the flood of 93 of how to deal with these types of situations. And it's a lot more efficient, and it's a situation where life safety groups, you know, where the industry works together with the government emergency agencies to be able to respond real quick. So that's why we keep talking about 25 years. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know where we were at. You know, with this type of situation, it's hard to believe it's been 25 years since it happened. So.
The Farm Show will return after these messages. Cougars, wolves, and bears have all been spotted in Illinois over the past few years. It is important for people to understand why we are hearing about these mammals in the news more often. University of Illinois Extension will be offering the program Large Predators in Illinois. This seminar will focus on the behaviors of cougars, wolves, and black bears and why they may be visiting us again. This informational program will be on August 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Morgan County Extension Office, 104 North Westgate in Jacksonville. There are many reasons, scientific and unknown, as to why we are starting to see the occasional lone large predator in Illinois. Part of the seminar will talk about local habitats and how much of Illinois can sustain complete populations of these large mammals. In addition, information will be given on the animals themselves and the behaviors that may be playing a part in their attempts to return. If you are interested in attending this seminar, you can register online or call 217-248-7424. Registration cost is $5 a person, and registration deadline is August 13th. Come on out to Shipman tonight at 7 p.m. for the Shipman Homecoming Parade. The parade kicks off the 2018 Shipman Picnic. The picnic runs tonight and tomorrow evening. While you're at the picnic, stop and see the Southwestern FFA at their booth, where they'll be selling garden vegetables and raffling off a Yeti cooler. Thursday the 19th, the Hillsboro FFA will be having a summer meeting at 7 p.m. in the high school ag room. Plans for the meeting are to discuss the Hillsboro Car Show Pedal Tractor Pool, Petting Zoo, and the Old Settlers Food Stand and other activities. All high school students who take an ag class or are part of the FFA are invited to attend. There will be a cookout and games following the meeting. Come on out to Lake Hillsboro Park this weekend for the 23rd Annual Old Time Tractor Show. The show is 2 days of fun for all ages. Don't worry about the heat, as there are many shade trees and plenty of parking. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and the Big Tractor Parade will begin at 11:30 a.m., followed by the Garden Tractor Parade at 1 p.m. Bring the kids out for the Kids Pedal Tractor Pool on Saturday at 11 a.m. There's no registration fee, and breakfast and lunch will be served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. All proceeds will be donated to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.